This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, welcome. Hour number two, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Welcoming back Jake Novak. Jake, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me back on.
I appreciate it very much. So those of you that maybe didn't hear Jake the last time, Jake's a Republican strategist, political analyst, editorial columnist, and author of Jake's Takes on Substack. And you've been doing this stuff for a long time, Jake.
Yes, I've been an editorial columnist. You know, it's funny, I've been doing it for a long time. I wish people would listen more, but at least I have it on record that I had these thoughts, and I definitely tried to warn everyone about, you name it. You name the issue.
I'm with you. I understand fully what you're talking about, and there are days, and I'm sure you can relate to this. There are days where, and my wife will attest this, where I go home and really it's like, am I making any difference here at the end of the day? Are people listening? And I know they are. I've got some really great listeners here, Jake, so I'm by no means trying to, you know, put anybody down or belittle them. I've got really, really great listeners. But there are days where you just wonder, are we making any headway?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's good to have the humility. It's not that people aren't listening. It's just that there are some very powerful people and very powerful institutions that are not, you know, we knew it wasn't going to be easy to topple them. Just
that's
exposing
true.
You know, a government situation or a terrorist situation isn't going to make them run and hide. You know, it isn't that simple. So, you know, you got to be humble going in, and then you won't be as disappointed going out.
Well, I appreciate that. Let's talk for a moment about California's new minimum wage. And you probably already know where I'm coming from on this as a business owner. Still myself, the reality is businesses don't incur expenses. They pass them on. So anytime there's increases that are forced upon a business, the prices are going to go up. It's just how it works, Jake.
Yeah, and this narrative, talk about making a difference, this narrative that you just summarized has been getting out there. I think that the American public, majority of them, know what's going on, know that a $20 minimum wage for fast food workers in California is leading to higher prices to customers. They know that it's leading to some layoffs, especially for delivery people, because that's very easily outsourced to Uber Eats,
very
DoorDash,
true. Very
and
true.
Stuff like that. However, that's more that takes away from the profits of the small business too, or even a larger business. So, of course, that also leads to higher prices. But the narrative that I think people need to listen to a little bit more, beyond just this very good economic lesson that you just mentioned, is there's another lesson here. This is also the result of a policy failure. The minimum wage, John, is zero. It'll always be zero.
That's right.
They don't have to hire you.
That's right.
They don't want to hire you.
That's right.
And why is it that these people aren't getting hired? It's because, you know, the United States spends more per pupil, despite what you hear from the unions and these other people who are lying. We spend more per pupil in our public education system than almost any other country in
Correct.
The world.
Correct.
And we are pumping out over the decades millions and millions of graduates of high school who are not in demand by employers at all, who have no earning power.
Right.
That's
right.
The scandal.
That's right.
This
no,
is
you're
the
right.
scandal. It isn't. You know, I mean, I don't want to demonize these poor people, literally, who can only get a fast food job. It's not. They have been duped. We have been duped for years. The taxpayers have been duped by paying for it, and more importantly, the students who have gone through so many of these high school systems with no earning power at all
right.
have been duped.
Absolutely.
Here comes the government covering up their own failure and saying, you got to hire these people and you got to pay them this. How about you give them an education that makes them valuable in the free market?
I cannot disagree with anything you're saying, especially as an employer myself. Now, I will say, on top of everything you just said, I do think that part of this is part of the master plan. And what I mean by that is if they can continue to dumb down the American population, and I've said this for years, part of the reason why our math scores are so low is it's pretty hard to shove $35 trillion of debt onto a country that doesn't know math.
Well, you know, and you see this also in our colleges and the universities. You know, I'm not that old. And when I was a kid during my preteen years in Norfolk, Virginia, the kids on my block were going to college and paying their own way. And when
right.
you pay your own way
That's
for
right.
something, you're a better consumer.
Well, there's a whole different perceived value there, Jake.
That's right. And what we have done in this country is not only dumbed things down like you're talking about, but we've also pushed the age of adulthood way past
yep.
21.
That's right.
Unless you're very, very poor in this country, which we don't want. Unless you're very, very poor in this country, you're not really an adult until way after, certainly until after college, because you can't really make a dent in your college expenses in America unless you're taking like one course at a time
right.
and doing community college, which is a great way to get ahead, by the way, but that's another story. So we've pushed that way beyond, and so isn't that great for the college? That is one of the reasons why colleges and universities have been able to gouge the hell out of the public, because they are not dealing directly with their paying consumers.
Correct.
When they were dealing with our moms and dads and some people who are a lot older than I was, who were actually paying their own way and knew what the deal was, they couldn't get away with a bunch of DEI classes and a bunch of this nonsense. The people going there were saying, I can't afford that. You got to give me my degree reasonable amount of time.
You're 100%
so
correct.
That's what we're dealing with, too.
No, absolutely. Cannot disagree with any of that. And, you know, we forget that it wasn't really that long ago. And, you know, we look back into the even Jake 100 years ago, which, you know, I say not that long ago, that, you know, 100 years is a long time, although my wife's grandmother's 101. So was it really that long ago, Jake, when you look at people that are still alive from that era and you look back at, to your point, the maturity level of individuals? I mean, kids at the age of 14, 15, 16 years of age were really full-bore adults at that point in time. They were working the farms. They were in factories. They were working small businesses. Whatever the case, the reality is they were much more mature at 14 than our 24-year-olds are today.
Right. And I don't want to go back to that necessarily in all levels. And we don't
I'd like to go to about half of that is what I'd like.
Yeah, right. Yeah, let's get it to 18, 19. You know, that's, by the way, this is yet another one of the negative aspects of all the illegal migrants coming into the country and taking the jobs
That's right.
that the teenagers used to get. You know, when I go into a fast food restaurant, I'm sorry to say I go in a lot. I have a little bit of a weakness for that kind of stuff. And I haven't seen any teenager working in one
no.
of those places in years.
No,
and
rarely.
That's not
we happen to have one. We go to one near our house on occasion. And I will say that there's a few, and I'm always very thankful when one of those that you mentioned, because, by the way, they're few and far between, so I'm always very, very thankful and very nice to those young kids when they do that, because I think to myself, you know, we need more of them doing it, and this kid's like the Lone Ranger.
Yeah, McDonald's used to run an ad every year, and I think it was in Fortune, with a big picture of all the Fortune 500 CEOs who had worked at McDonald's as teenagers. It used
wow.
to be a big group picture.
Wow.
And, you know, they don't even do it anymore. I don't think there's any of them anymore. But there was a time going into the 90s even where every year it was a brilliant ad campaign, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
But, you know, now they can't even get probably that picture to go. So that's sad.
You know, on the same token, Jake, I do feel like, you know, the plus side to everything that we're talking about is we still live in the land of opportunity. People want to work hard and get ahead. They still can. I was reading articles. You know, I do that pretty much daily for what I do here. But, of course, I'm reading one particular article today talking about, and I know some of this just from the company that I own, and Walmart managers. So if you become a store manager, you work your way up, you do really well. Yeah, you're going to put a lot of hours in as a store manager, I know, because I know some of those folks on an individual basis. But, Jake, those managers will make anywhere from $150 to $250 a year as a Walmart manager. So my point is, even if you start at a Walmart, if you work really hard and learn the ropes and work your way up to being store manager, there is a career there.
Yeah, you'll never hear me say, oh, we don't have opportunity left in America and there aren't avenues to do so. You'll never hear me say that. What I usually focus on is, What are the things that we want in America? You know, right now we're dealing with inflation, which is in many ways worse than unemployment, because inflation hits
yes.
everybody.
Yes,
it's unemployment,
equal.
Even at its highest point. Right.
That's right.
At its highest point, the Great Depression, we had 25% unemployment in this country. What we have right now is inflation hurting 100% of us.
That's right.
So that's a much bigger deal. So what's the deal there? Is it just because, you know, we can't do anything? It's because we have, you know, if you look at, you can't have a discussion about the price of anything without putting it into the context of supply and demand. I can't stand when people talk about when they don't do that. So supply and demand, and we have so many things in this country that are driving up the cost of living that are all about artificial chokeholds on demand.
Yep, that's right.
One of the biggest examples is healthcare. We have a consolidated healthcare industry in this country that's been allowed to consolidate more than anything else. We make it really hard to be a healthcare provider in this country. And then we're shocked that it costs so much money. Imagine if we really reduced the cost of healthcare, not just giving everyone Medicaid, which is what Obamacare was. It didn't do anything to increase the supply. It just gave everyone the right to demand it. More people the right to demand it. But they didn't add one net new doctor, one net new nurse, and certainly
In fact, they actually took some out of it, Jake, to your point.
That's right.
Oh, you know, I knew personally old doctors that said, listen, I don't have to do this anymore. I'm not going to do this. I'll sell my practice to the, you know, to big insurance, basically, is what they do. You can call it the, you know, big hospital, but really it's big insurance at the end of the day. And they just went away, Jack. They got away from it.
That's right. So, you know, we have a lot of things that can be fixed relatively quickly if we just stop the choke. Now, I don't want to make it crazy easy to be a doctor in this country. By the way, that was you talk about 100 years ago, a little bit more than 100 years ago, we did have a lot of fly-by-night lousy med schools.
You're right.
They got rid of a lot of them.
You're right.
But there were also a lot of good ones. My grandfather went to a night school med school, and it was one of the good ones because it was later folded into the University of Chicago, so it was a good one. But we need more of those.
Yes, we do.
Why do I need to have a doctor get a 4.0 in the Bavarian poetry classes in addition to his or her science classes?
I don't
need that.
We don't. On the same token, Jake, I went on vacation, was down in Mexico last couple of weeks, and I will also tell you that why we have to have prescriptions first and go see the doctor for some of the things that literally in other countries you can do over the counter. And yes, there's a pharmacist there that's not necessarily prescribing, but is monitoring what they're actually giving you and answering questions and so on. Why we don't have more of a system like that here is beyond me.
Yeah. And getting back to our education thing, why aren't there high schools that when you graduate the high school, you are now qualified to work as a manager?
There you go.
Not have to go to college. Why don't we have a high school that goes back to, again, you know, repairing cars now is total computer technology.
That's my world, so absolutely it is. Yep.
Yeah, a small fender bender costs a lot more because there's so much tech in your car.
Really quick, I want to correct you on a couple of things there. So given I'm a car guy and it's right up my alley, so really quick, on the repair side, you're 100% correct. Now, I will tell you that on the collision side, your example of the medical world is the exact same thing that has happened on the collision side. The insurance companies literally rule and not necessarily own, but in a way they do, the collision end of things. That's why a fender bender has gotten so expensive. It's just like healthcare, Jake.
Gotcha.
It is no different. It's exactly the same.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. So we need to be able to have high schools, and it doesn't have to be the whole high school. You don't have to make your choice as a ninth grader. Maybe for senior year, get a chance to be qualified for something. And it doesn't stop you from going to college.
Nope.
It doesn't stop the dream of a four-year college for you if that's what you end up wanting to do. You can just do it later. I mean, honestly, why are we sending – I don't care how great a student you are, how good a kid you are. No 18-year-old is worth a $500,000, $600,000 bet. You're not worth it.
I agree.
I tell my kids – I love you, and that's why I'm making this bet on you, but you're not a good bet as you are, even though you were a perfect student and a great kid. You're going to have to understand that you have this burden on your shoulders. Don't feel extra pressure because of it, but understand that you can't totally fool around.
Amen. Well said. I was going to throw Israel in. I'll have to have you back, Jake. We're out of time, but hey, I appreciate it very much. How do folks find you, sir?
Best place is Jake Novak. That's one word, jakenovak.substack.com, and I'm on Twitter X constantly. And my handle there is @JakeJake. That's Jake twice, @JakeJakeNY.
You're awesome. Appreciate you very much, Jake.
My pleasure.
You bet. Have a great night. Thanks again. And High Five Plumbing, folks, is coming up next. As I said earlier, $100 off, of course, the next visit from High Five. On the same token, I got a special from them today. It's High Five Day. They sent me today, which I chuckled at. I enjoy because, you know, there's always some day out there for something. So today it's High Five Plumbing Day. So good job, Levi and Cassie. I appreciate that. I got a good chuckle out of that. On the same token, in that special, there's a $200 off touchless faucets. So if you're somebody that you've always been intrigued by that, or you've thought of doing an upgrade, you don't want to do that yourself, That is something they can do for you, and there's $200 off right now if you do a touchless faucet upgrade. Now, any other type of work you need done in your home, it's $100 off that repair as well. 877-WE-HIGH-5 is how you find them. And if you ever forget that phone number, which I don't know how you ever would because it's so easy, you can go to klzradio.com, rushtoreason.com. But again, best thing to do, 877-WE-HIGH-5. An affordable interest mortgage. Kurt's going to join me here in a little over half an hour. We're going to talk everything housing. In the meantime, if you need something from Kurt Rogers, give him a call, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1 to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217-147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
All right, Premier Home Remodels, if you've been putting something off for far too long, you need to get it done. You know that it'll increase the value of your home and make it more livable. Then Premier Home Remodels is the place to call. Find them at klzradio.com.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a custom remodel? Find them today under advertisers at klzradio.com.
All right, Alan Davis, Level Engineering. Find out if solar works for you. There's a new program where in the past you may have said, yeah, I don't think so. You may say, yeah, I think so. Give him a call today, 303-378-7537.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels around 5% and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Hey, text line, I'll answer as many as I can, and we get so many in that I do my very best to answer all of them. And I've got somebody, very special listener, by the way, that travels back and forth from here to the Philippines, has family there. His family listens to us there. He listens here. They struggle at times there to listen because of the country and so on. So thank you, by the way. We appreciate it very much. Tell your entire family thank you as well. And if you have any way or, don't know if you can listen to some of our past shows through podcasts, SoundClouds, whatever, we have other ways to actually get you shows. So if you ever need a copy of a show and you need some things done along those lines, we'll be very happy to accommodate you and your family and make that happen. So thank you, by the way, for that. We appreciate that. I can't tell you how much that means that your entire family there listens to us, so we appreciate it very much. And, again, I will read all of your messages and get back to you guys as quickly as I can. It's a little harder when I'm by myself to do that, but I appreciate that. And really quick, back to Jake's whole comment on just minimum wage, what it's doing to California, the whole workforce situation and so on. Again, as an employer myself, and I will tell you, and I've said this before, if we don't get a handle on some of these things, it is going to be tough sledding down the road, especially for individuals that have no skills. So my advice to those of you that have young kids, whether they're in elementary school, middle school, high school, college, whatever the case, for heaven's sake, have them learn a skill. Whatever that is, whatever they're good at. You guys have heard me talk about this many, many times. I am not somebody that will tell you, follow your dream and you'll always be rich. No, that's actually false. That is the worst information any counselor could ever give a kid. Because your dream may be something you're not good at. As I stated yesterday, I watch the way some people paint pictures, or somebody I've been following of late on social media that takes 1,000 grit sandpaper and uses chalk and paints on the sandpaper. And it's the most, these are beautiful pictures. I mean, I am just amazed. There's another guy that I watch on social media that I don't know how this guy does this. He literally can draw 4 pictures at once, 2 hands, 2 feet. I'm not exaggerating. You can watch the video. Go look it up. He's out there. I can't draw a stick figure. So here's my point. I love that whole end of things and watching people draw and what they can do. And I am just amazed, intrigued by what they do. I'm one of those guys that when there's the street guy painting pictures and doing so on, whether it's a caricature or whether he's actually painting a sunset or whatever, I'm one of those that will stop, watch, and throw money in the little till. Because I'm amazed at what those people can do. Is it a love or a passion of mine? I guess you could say in a way it is, because I'm amazed at what these people can do. If I were to pursue that, though, I'd be broke. Why? Again, I can't draw a stick figure. Now, I understand there's things they teach you in art school and so on that, you know, they give you some tricks of the trade and so on. But you also have to have a certain amount of sheer talent. And I don't. I'm the first to admit I don't have that talent. You know, I look at even some of you guys that are car guys, look at people like Chip Foos, who is a guy that can not only build a car, but he can draw it first. And I look at a guy like Chip, and he can sit down and sketch out a car that he wants to build, and in his mind, it's already there. He puts it to paper, then he can build it. Now, I can build it because it's in my mind, but I can't put it to paper. I don't have that ability. So this whole idea of just go follow your passion, follow your dreams, and everything works out. No, there's a lot of poor people out there because they did that. There's people that can't feed their family because they did that. That's not the answer. The answer is figuring out what are you good at, what do you excel at, and then go do it. Even though you may not like it, suck it up. I don't know what else to tell you. You may not like it, but if that's what you're good at, go do it. Go feed your family. Go make a hobby out of those things that you love and enjoy. And for the love of God, don't take your hobby and turn it into a business. My world, the automotive world, is full of too many of those individuals who took a hobby, made a business out of it, and bought a job. They'd have been better off working for someone else. And by the way, at the end of the day, typically all they do is screw up the industry. They don't help it. Because they have no idea how to run the business in the first place. So they take their hobby, they turn it into a business, and they screw up their industry in the process. The industry they so love, they screw up because they have no idea how to run the business. And what I mean by that is they don't know how to price things, they don't know how to handle things, they don't know how to do the insurance side, on and on we go. And all they do at the end of the day is mess up the industry. So also, please, don't take your hobby and turn it into a business unless you're super, super, super good at it and understand the business aspect. Far too many restaurants get started. Al Smith and I were talking about this yesterday from Golden Eagle. He's actually coming up here in a moment. But he and I were talking about this yesterday. Far too many restaurants are started because somebody thought they were really good at cooking XYZ, and somebody somewhere said, you should just go, you should have a restaurant. So they go start one, and they have no idea what they're doing when it comes to running one, and they wonder why they're broke 3, 4, 5 years later. And in some cases, they're so broke, they're paying that off for decades. Never a good idea. So, side note, I guess I'll put a plug in for myself on the coaching thing I do for businesses. If you've ever thought of opening a business, see me first. I'll tell you whether you have things set up correctly or not, and whether it's even going to work. Not to throw water on it, but just to make sure that you've got the right things in order first before you go do it. Because there's nothing worse than somebody trying to do something, failing, and dragging, in some cases, their whole family with them while they're doing it. Nothing more sad than that. K&R Home Transitions. Now, how does K&R come into play when it comes to the real estate sides of things in your world? A, they reduce stress. B, they can help you get more money out of the home that they sell for you. If you're looking to buy a home, they can reduce the stress there, make sure you're buying the right home, represent you correctly. You name it, it's hands-on service, which I will tell you, in today's world, not all realtors are that way. There is a lot of order takers in the real estate world that, quite frankly, don't do anything for their client other than take the commission check when it's all said and done. And I mean that sincerely. I see these people. I've dealt with these people over the years. They exist. That is not Catherine and Robin. They're there to help you through that entire process and have them do that for you. Take the stress out of buying and selling a home. 720-437-8210 or find them at klzradio.com. And like I said a moment ago, Al Smith, we were talking about things yesterday just in regards to business and restaurants and so on. Al's got some great advice when it comes to keeping you secure down the road financially. Call him today, 303-744-1128.
Life is always changing, so you need an advisor like Golden Eagle Financial to stay on top of your retirement plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial has experience responding to all the changes that happen in life. New jobs, regulatory changes, family circumstances, unforeseen events. All these things are reasons to make adjustments to your retirement strategy. Al can help you stay on top of these changes and respond in a way that benefits your goals and plans for a purpose-filled retirement. You can't be confident in a piecemeal plan. You need a solid, time-tested strategy from an advisor with abundant experience. Learn all you need to know about shaping your financial future with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial by going to klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Investment, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
You don't want to be overcharged, and you're concerned about one of your office products that have stopped working. With a service-first mentality, you will never feel uneasy working with your friendly office equipment company, Business Equipment Service. A close-knit, family-owned company will serve you from Denver to Fort Collins. BES cherishes integrity in its employees, treating each person with the same respect. BES values your time along with your business, unlike large corporate office supply companies. They also ensure that their technicians are qualified and efficient when fixing your printer or copier. They desire your trust and confidence to guarantee customer satisfaction. BES is your one-stop shop for your business technology fixing. Visit BESofColorado.com to schedule maintenance or remote support.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right. Again, thank you all so much for the text messages. And again, I do my very best. And some of you notice that I only give like a 1 or 2 word answer back because I've got so many that I'm trying to answer at once. And I try to do that between breaks. And just know that I'm reading those, and I appreciate each and every one of those that you guys send in, even the ones that come in after hours. I appreciate that as well. And never feel bad about texting. I'll answer those as quickly as I possibly can, no matter what time it is. So thank you so much for those. I do appreciate it. Carolyn, welcome back. Carolyn Fiffin, how are you?
Hey, doing great, John. How you doing?
We're doing very well. Thanks for joining us. For those of you maybe listening for the first time to Carolyn, Carolyn is in Utah running for Mitt Romney's seat.
Yes, and it is fun race, and things are heating up.
I was just going to say, so how is the campaign going? Are things going well? I mean, as we're getting close to that, you know, kind of the downhill stretch, but we still got a little bit of ways uphill to go.
Yeah, well, and do you know, here in Utah, I think we've talked about this, but we have our convention in 10 days.
Okay.
So that will shake things up a lot.
So give us some predictions on what you think will happen there.
Oh, my gosh. But this is so unpredictable, actually. So I've looked at a lot of things. I feel really good. And I will tell you, going into this, it's multi-round voting. There are 10 of us.
Okay.
Okay. So I think I'm the only one who has been strategic in this way, and that is we're all busy building our own base of support, right?
Right.
But I also am building for rounds 2, 3, 4, 5, and doing everything I can to make sure that those who drop out, that I'm not a hated candidate.
Okay.
Because you want
Makes
their
sense.
Supporters coming over to you.
Correct.
And I'll tell you, some people are doing okay at this. A lot of people are not doing very well at this. And I've actually polled on it, and I am doing significantly better than anybody else on this. So it makes me feel good, but I got to tell you, these things are unpredictable until you get right there. So I feel great. Things are going well.
Okay.
My numbers look good that I've seen, you know, in my campaign. We elected new delegates on March 5th. So all the data is new just in the past, month and a half?
Right.
And we're just working that every single day, every single night.
Well, I know it's busy time. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to help us. And by the way, for those of you listening, you can help Carolyn as well. Everything she just talked about takes Carolyn some cash, some greenbacks to make that happen. If folks can help out, they should.
Yes, they absolutely should. And I'll tell you, I think we talked about this as well, that the best way to find me so you don't have to worry about spelling my name properly is mikeleeinawig.com. And that will redirect you to my Carolyn for Senate website. I would love
awesome.
Help with donations.
That is awesome. And for those of you listening, I make it easy as well. I put up all of Carolyn's links in our show notes as well. So if you need to get her directly, you can go there as well. So either way, we'll make it easy for them. All right. You also tweeted some stuff out in regards to immigration here of late, which is a big, as you know, big, big topic. We saw what happened on Capitol Hill yesterday, and the reality is it's a major deal. You and I have talked about this. This is, in my opinion, well, it's not my opinion. This is, as far as voters go, coast to coast, including independents, the largest topic on the table. It's immigration, period.
Yeah, and it's absolutely stunning that people in Washington are completely ignoring the realities that are taking place on the ground. So it doesn't seem like that could be occurring based on naivete.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
This is absolutely out of control. A year ago, I was down there. Everyone knew then it was out of control. The American public, I feel like there was a big shift among just regular people after Christmas, where people started noticing changes everywhere they went in their own communities.
Right.
And, you know,
well, and they
coverage.
See the news stories of like what's happening here, Carolyn, in Denver, to where, you know, we've got budget cuts, $41 million. The city of Denver now has to go through and cut in their budgets, which, just yesterday was announced $8 million to the, you know, Denver PD, a couple million dollars to the fire department. I mean, you just go down through the line and all these budget cuts are there because we're having to, you know, the city of Denver's having to support so many, quote unquote, migrants that are coming through that it's now starting to affect things. And people that, you know, would normally be looking at going to the library and other city services that are no longer going to be available this summer. Yeah, that hits close to home. Absolutely.
Yeah, all of it does. And I say, unfortunately, too often, too many people don't change or take action until they feel pain.
Mm.
Well, the pain has only just begun.
Very true.
I'm afraid.
No, I think you're right. Very true. Especially in your tweet was about, you know, the tragedy happening at the border when it comes to the amount of disease and drugs and so on that's coming across. I mean, all of those things, to your point, are going to start, you know, it's already there. People may not realize it, but it's already affecting everyday Americans.
Yeah, and this stuff's just common sense, right? I remember going to Ellis Island. And, you know, they talk about what was required before you could come into the country in the past when our laws were not nearly as strict as they are right now. But it's common sense that you take and quarantine people before you release them into the interior of the country. And we did this then. It was quite simple if people were ill.
Yep.
We don't even ask the question now,
then
we wonder why these things are occurring. Of course there are measles outbreaks and other diseases. I think that has just begun as well. That will continue to accelerate. There's
something I talked with one of my financial guys about last night, and I kind of had thought about this, but really not in this light. And Scott Garlis is his name, and we were chatting last night. He's a Wall Street guy, and he brought up something that, frankly, I think everybody in their campaigns, you included, should start looking at and try to get even some hard numbers, because frankly, the Fed and the rest of the financial institutional world is not looking at this. And this is the fact that we have sort of a mini COVID stimulus going on, and it's affecting inflation. And what I mean by that is all of this money that is getting spent on these migrants and everything from the Visa cards that are handed out to the free housing to you name it, Carolyn, all of that is having ill effect. It's raising inflation. The Fed is not recognizing that, and it's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a really big deal. I talk to people on a regular basis who tell me that they are getting second and third jobs because they can't afford food. And I'll tell you, you're right. We're seeing it in our stores where there are empty shelves, not to the degree we saw during COVID, but we are still seeing empty shelves.
Correct.
Yet again.
That's right.
And I've come to that same conclusion. This is what's creating that. We have so many more people in a really short period of time that have been inserted into these areas.
Money, Carolyn, to feed them, have that money go back into, quote unquote, the economy, whereby this inflation the Fed's looking at, and the fact we should have had some interest rate cuts by now, we don't, because they keep looking at inflation. The problem is I don't want to say that it's not real inflation, because it's real in the aspect of what we're talking about, but it's being caused by government, which it always is, by the way.
It always is. I had an interview today with a left-wing reporter who said, you know, we know that most of the inflation is caused by prices being higher. Manufacturers are making prices higher because they can't. What? Like, why?
That is the dumbest thing anybody could ever say, by the way.
It doesn't even make sense. They're just doing this right now because they can. Of course, there are issues in the supply chain, many of which are caused by the fact that oil is up and the cost of labor is up. And
correct.
All of these things are increasing. Of course, this is driven by government policy over the past decade. It's just not that difficult.
It is not that difficult. And right now, we are at an additional $1 trillion every 100 days is what we're printing right now. Carolyn, until that stops, inflation doesn't go away, period, no matter what any reporter says.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And here's the thing. Think about the escalating inflation we've had just in the past 3.5 years. We have had 25%, they tell us, food inflation.
Yep.
I think it's actually higher than that.
I agree.
We've had 20%, it's just general inflation, not including food and fuel. And as that continues to increase, the cumulative effects will be more and more damaging to regular Americans. There's got to be a way out of this.
And Carolyn, on top of that, after just going to Mexico for a couple of weeks on vacation and talking to some folks there and getting some real, you know, on the ground reality of what's going on, as you know, our inflation in the U.S. has a worldwide effect, especially on the countries that border us. So all of these lefties that think that, hey, I want to help that immigrant, I want to help those that are in need, I want to help that disenfranchised, well, your policies are making it harder for people to live not only in the U.S., but in Mexico and Canada as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And this has been going on for a very long time. I talk about this all the time. I'm really glad to hear you bring this up. Because the fact is, yes, as we accelerate the money printing, it impacts developing nations
around
the world.
That's right.
People who are already living in poverty. And what do you think we're doing? Well, we have a wide open border and we are incentivizing people coming here illegally, and then we're making it near impossible for them to survive in their own countries. I mean, this is not rocket
science. And it's a vicious cycle, because again, as we allow more to come in, we print more money and we allow, you know, we give more quote unquote stimulus to those that are coming illegally, which, by the way, is exactly what's happening. We're through that, creating more inflation, compounding the problem. I mean, it's a vicious cycle that, Carolyn, at some point has to stop. And in my opinion, the only way it stops is to get people like you in the Senate to stop this nonsense.
Yeah, I keep saying, honestly, we only have very difficult decisions in the years ahead. We have spent so many years and decades, frankly, making really poor decisions
yep.
that worked great for elected officials because people felt like it was a gravy train, right?
Yep.
They could be reelected, and it has harmed the American people. We're just at a point where the harm is too high and the risk is too big, and difficult decisions are going to have to be made, and we have to be electing people who understand that and don't care what it takes to make the right decisions and put us back on the
right
track.
And it's going to be painful on mm-hmm. some levels for some, if not all, individuals. But at some point, Carolyn, we have to accept the pain to move on, or what's really going to be painful down the road.
That's right. Yeah, I don't think any of it's going to be easy. I think everybody is going to feel the pain.
Yep.
I don't think there's any way around that. We've been too foolish for too long.
I fully agree. All right, one last time, how do folks find you and help you get elected?
MikeLeeInAWig.com. And come to my website, share, donate, please. We have this last push in these next 10 days, and okay. I plan to come out of convention strong.
Well, we are on your side. Thank you. Let us know any other way we can help, and let us know how that goes, by the way.
Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, Carolyn. Appreciate it. Have a great mm-hmm. evening.
You too.
You bet. And folks, we do. We need to get her elected. We need to, we definitely cannot lose that R, even though Mitt's been squishy. We still need an R. I mean, even having an R next to his name is better than nothing. And somebody like Carolyn would be a complete 180-degree switch from Mitt Romney. We have got to help get her elected. I know she's not in our state, but we don't have any senators running this go-around. We really, as a Coloradans, really need to help our sister state, Utah, get someone like Carolyn, have her elected, is what I'm meaning to say, in Mitt's seat. And as far as I'm concerned, all the different analysis that I have done in the races there, and I've interviewed a few of them, by the way, she is top-notch. I have no problem putting my name and money behind her, by the way, and I have donated to her campaign, and I hope some of you will do that as well. We need someone like her elected, going to the Senate, doing things that Mitt won't even do today, and Carolyn is the person that will do that. American National Insurance is next. And my good friend Paul Leuenberger will help you when it comes to insurance. Now, for a lot of you, and I, again, don't want to sound negative, but as you're driving around, look outside. 4 out of 10, if not 5 out of 10 vehicles around you have no insurance. It's imperative that you have insurance to cover all of that. And there's multiple ways to make that happen. Give Paul a call today. Uninsured motorist, of course, is what I'm talking about. He can walk you through how all of that works. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
All right, Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Make sure your estate is in order today. Give Michael a call. Find him at klzradio.com.
The right time to do your estate plan is as soon as it crosses your mind. Michael Bailey makes your estate plan convenient and lightens the mood for you so you're comfortable discussing a natural but unpleasant part of life. Everyone says they should get their estate plan done, and Michael knows that often people grab a business card from him, yet they never actually schedule their appointment. You don't have to be super excited about estate planning, but you know you should get it done. Working through the things people don't want to talk about doesn't feel as dark with Michael Bailey, because he's realistic yet positive. He affirms the unlikelihood of something suddenly happening to you. However, things happen that are out of our control, so it's important to prepare in advance. Make the darkness a little lighter with Michael Bailey today by setting your free zero-risk consultation with him right now at klzradio.com/estate or by calling Michael at 720-730-7274. That's 720-730-7274.
All right, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, two locations now to serve you, one in Fort Collins, one in Boulder. They'll work on your vehicle or sell you a new used car. Either one, they'll take care of you. Find them at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
All right, Cub Creek, right now, $50 off a AC tune-up special. Give them a call today if you would. Find them at KLZRadio.com.
Ream Certified Pro Partners, Cub Creek Heating and AC knows the right way to maximize your money for your home's unique heating and cooling needs. They stay up to date on the latest tax breaks, rebates, and other incentives, and that means you get the best all-in price when installing new heating and air. They are not commissioned salesmen. They're simply passionate about their trade and have exceptional integrity. They will come to your home, analyze what you have and what your needs are, and work with you on getting the equipment that makes the most sense for you. Cub Creek Heating and AC helps you make decisions that work for your home and your wallet by saving you up to $3,800 in tax breaks, rebates, and incentives that make sense to your needs. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Cub Creek at klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, a few minutes left of this hour. Don't forget, Kurt Rogers is joining us at 5 o'clock, and we'll go through lots of things happening in the real estate world, including interest rates, and the we'll continue on with the NAR settlement and some things along those lines. Something I saw today on social media, and some things just catch my eye, and I just think, you're really not that dumb, are you? But, yeah, and I don't ever say it, you know, in the message or on the feed or anything like that. But to myself, I'm just like, you're really not that dumb, are you? And today I saw a post that said, why can't all of the U.S., the lower 48, just have one time zone? And I thought, well, because that would be an utmost disaster. That's why. East Coast, you know, people wake up in the, you know, let's, for example, you wake up at 6 o'clock Mountain Time in the mornings. That's kind of the time I'm always up. Sometimes earlier, sometimes a few minutes later, but typically by 6, I'm up. Okay? The sun's starting to come up and so on. Well, on the East Coast, it's already 8 o'clock in the morning because they're 2 hours ahead of us. And, of course, the West Coast, it's 5 o'clock because they're an hour behind us, and it's Central Time, it's 7 o'clock. There's four time zones going across the country. So if we were one time zone, I guess you'd pick maybe something that's in the middle of that. So let's just say that instead of it being 6 a.m. here, it's 6:30, and it's now 6:30, of course, on the East Coast, and it's 6:30 on the West Coast. I mean, how would people function throughout the day? And, of course, one of the first things everybody talks about when it comes to daylight saving time and the switching back and forth is the farmers and this, that, and the other. Could you imagine having just one time zone coast to coast? Now, the answer back, which I was actually shocked at people supporting this particular individual, and someone actually said, well, China does it coast to coast, the entire country. And I don't know if that's true, Charlie. I didn't look that up to determine if China actually does one time zone. I mean, Lord bless them if they do. But our structure in the U.S., that would be an utter disaster. I mean, as it is, I know people have to adjust their schedules. If you're somebody on the West Coast and you do a lot of East Coast work, you have to get up super early to be able to handle things on the East Coast. And China does just have one time zone. More power to them. They have no daylight saving in one time zone. Okay, great, fine. I just don't know how. And I guess I need to look, Charlie, at the way the sun rises and sets across all of China, and is it equal or similar to what we have here, to where, for example, the sun starts to rise on the East Coast at 6, and it doesn't rise, you know, 6 a.m., it doesn't rise until 3 hours later on the West Coast. It was started by the Communist Party in 1949. All the more to show their power. Yeah, all the more reason, by the way, not to do it. Dumb idea. My point is, somebody threw this out on Facebook, and people actually responded with, well, the Chinese do it, why can't we? I don't want to be the Chinese. And I don't want one time zone. Now, some have said, could you do one time and just do your offsets accordingly? And again, that would be an absolute nightmare, because most people would never be able to. I mean, I guess over time they'd figure it out, but I'm fine with the way we do it now. I just wish we would stay on daylight saving time and not do all the flip-flopping back and forth. And I guess I would even be okay with picking standard time and staying on it, although that would not be my favorite pick, because I like the longer days we have in the summer months, and I hate those short days we have, short daylight days we have in the winter months, where here at the studio, I look out and sometimes at 4:30 in the afternoon, it's already dark. If we were on daylight saving time all the time, it wouldn't get dark until about 5:30, even in the dead of winter. And yeah, for somebody like me, that's a big deal. I know for some, it doesn't make any difference. And yeah, I'm being selfish here, because I like that extra daylight. I'll sacrifice some early morning daylight to have it in the evenings, because it's just the way my schedule is, and that's how I would do it. There's 11 time zones in Russia. Wow. Okay, so China has one. Russia has 11. We have 4. And if you add Alaska and Hawaii, I guess we have 4, 5, 6. Is that right, Charlie? Am I thinking correctly? I guess we would have 6. Because I don't think, please don't quote me on this because I haven't looked for a while. I know where I'm at with Hawaii, but I haven't checked Alaska to see what their time zone is like. I'd have to double check all of that. Bottom line, I think it's a dumb idea. I'll say it publicly. Having one time zone coast to coast, in my opinion, would disrupt all sorts of things. Some would say we would adjust and it'd be no big deal, and it's just the clock. Well, it's more than just the clock, as some people like me live and die by the clock, by the way. Roof Savers of Colorado is next. Dave Hart wants to come out and make sure your roof is in top working order. He just looked at mine today. He can look at yours as well. 303-710-6916. Roof Savers of Colorado.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, Charlie and I did check through the break. We actually do have 6 time zones. Alaska has 2, and they do daylight saving time. Part of Alaska is in the Hawaii time zone as well. Hawaii doesn't do daylight saving time. But yeah, we basically have 6 time zones as the U.S. And I don't know what Puerto Rico and all that does. I'd have to double check that, but the lower 48, including Alaska and Hawaii, we have six time zones. All right, hour number three is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.